Hi.
I always cut you off.
No, you didn't. How do you? You can't cut me off if I'm not talking.
I thought you were talking.
No.
I heard it up.
I was like, you know how you take a breath in before you start talking?
Oh, yes, because this is bad.
Yeah. So this is our podcast.
Stressed out.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Hello. Welcome back. I hope we have some frequent listeners. Please email us.
We obviously don't have frequent listeners.
Yeah.
But we're going to put this in the beginning, so we want people to email us. We have an email. We'll put it in the description of the Spotify
thingy.
Just look at it, email us anything. Even just say hi. What's up? Yes. How the hell are you? We just want to know people are interactively listening to us.
Yes.
Please, we need validation.
Yes. And yes. Criticism.
Criticism, yes.
I want to know why you hate us.
Why you hate us, why you love us, why you think we're pieces we're of shit. That's why I said why they think we're pieces of shit.
Yeah. Okay, so our topic today, we both have tests. I have a test today. Do you have a test today?
I have an exam on Saturday.
On Saturday?
I chose to do it Saturday because I hate science and I'm a procrastinator, so I was
I'm staying on campus this weekend.
Cool. I'll see you. Well, I might not see you, actually, because I have to go meet my friend for lunch.
I see how it is.
Yeah, sorry about that.
I see.
If you want something, I can drop it off for you.
No, it's okay. My dad's bringing me food on Friday after praying.
Love that.
Yes. We love religious fathers.
We love religious fathers.
Okay. So, yes. That was my backpack.
Yes.
That Jay just moved.
Yeah.
Yes. Did we introduce ourselves? I'm Z.
I'm Jay.
And this is our podcast where we don't know how to podcast.
We don't, but you know what?
We make it work.
We thought we would give it a shot.
Resilience. Resilience is the theme of this episode. No,
is
not
that?
Really.
That's not it. Okay, our theme is just exams.
Yes.
Exams. Fun. Mm-hmm. Everyone's taking an exam, whether it was in kindergarten or college.
Did you really just say, what kind of kindergarten did you go to?
Very strict one. They would make you match the colors and shapes to shit. It was bonkers.
Oh, yeah, or how they judge you by cutting scissors. Mm-hmm. And if you can't cut scissors, you get held back. Bro, why do scissors matter so much? You can learn, you know what I mean?
Or you know what?
Is that a developmental thing?
Maybe.
Yeah.
But I'll learn about it. I'll let you know. Because I'm studying to be a teacher, for those who don't know.
I'm a poli sci major, which, yes, people always say it's a useless major, but mm-hmm. I potentially want to do things with it, so.
So we'll see what happens.
So we'll see. We'll let you know in, 3 years.
3 years. I'll let you know in 2 years what happens with me. I'm actually kind of just stuck with my degree right now, because once I go, after the first 2 years of college, they ease you into all the teaching classes. So they give you one or two classes of, education related, teaching related courses, and then which I like because I was looking at a lot of schools' degree plans and they don't do that for education majors. They just make you take basics.
Yeah.
So it's I like that they gave you a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Yeah.
And so So I start pre-teaching next year, which means just all education. There's you sit in classrooms, you get internships, and, the thing is, my parents oh, why can't you get internships or something like that? The thing is, for education, you really can't do internships.
Yeah, you can't even, shadow a teacher, you know what I mean?
The internship is really your pre-teaching.
Yeah,
so that's your internship, because your course requires you to do an internship, which is your course. It's just weird.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm explaining it correctly.
No, yeah, for sure. Okay, so
anyways.
For me, I didn't say it because I'm kind of weird about it. I'm potentially thinking about going to law school, aka poli sci major, but I feel like if it doesn't work out, I would become a professor. But now,
same.
I
want to be a professor.
Yeah, I know that. Because, I respect it. I think it would be, interesting to me. I just don't know if I'm passionate about it. And I feel like I'm more passionate about potentially law. So I just feel like, is me being a poli-sci major ruining my chances of becoming a professor? Like, do I need an education minor to become a professor?
No. Nope.
If needed, I just need a PhD, right? And I'm good to go.
You need a master's.
Well, yeah.
To be an undergraduate professor, you need a master's to become like a more, do the more advanced classes.
Okay.
You need a PhD.
I can do that if law school doesn't work out.
Yeah, so if you're doing like ed, okay, so for me, suppose I'm doing educational psychology, the introduction to it. To educational psychology. I just need a master's.
And then
for
you can
that.
Work on your PhD while you're doing it.
Yeah, if I just want to do like a core principle of, like, it's just like if I want a more focused topic to teach about, I would need a PhD.
Perfect.
I mean, I'm pretty sure you could get a higher ranking class with a master's, but it's so hard, probably.
Yeah.
Because they want a more qualified person.
Yeah, and I feel like if I'm starting out, I wouldn't even want to, you know, but that's all in the future.
Watch
me in 2 years switch to business.
Inshallah, we'll see what happens.
Yes.
Whatever happens.
Let's hope I don't switch my major, though, because that's wasting.
I don't know. It's not a waste. Well, you're your freshman year.
I know, but I'm already taking major classes, major specific classes.
Yes, but you're like in your freshman year.
That's also true. But so, I get worried about it.
Also, this is one thing I want to rant about. I don't like that 4 years that people think, oh, if you don't graduate in 4 years, guess what? You're a failure.
No, that's also true.
You're not. What is the rush? You are not 18. You are 18. You take 4 years. You take 6 years. It doesn't matter. Do what makes you happy. Don't get the degree, then regret it and have to go back to school.
That's also true.
Like, take a bunch of random classes. I knew I wanted to be a teacher, and then I'm taking more classes, and now I want to be, inshallah, hopefully a professor one day.
We're making it work.
We'll see what happens.
Yes. Like, for me, I had AP classes, right? So, I am already going to graduate a semester early. And already, I'm like, should I stretch it out and just do the 4 years?
Or should I
just, like, keep doing what I'm doing? It depends, like, what I do over the summer. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Can I get good internships over the summer? Or should I, like, maybe try and graduate early, do another internship for, like, an actual job or something?
But also, whatever helps. You're a freshman.
I'm a freshman. I don't have to figure it out.
You don't have to figure it out until probably junior year. You should be thinking, do I want to be in this major?
Yes, I love the classes.
Sophomore, junior is when you're like, okay, maybe I should change my major.
Yeah.
Freshman year, you're just dipping your toes into the water, I feel.
Yeah.
Because I even questioned, I was so sure about my major. And I was even questioning it when I took my first...
Teaching class?
No, my first...
Major specific?
What do you call it?
Semester?
My first semester to college, because I was like, do I want to be an education major, or do I want to go into family studies, or like different things and all that stuff? So, I don't know. Whatever happens, happens.
Yes.
Don't feel pressured to do anything. I know it's a big stigma too, especially with like Asian and brown people. There's a huge stigma if your kid doesn't graduate in 4 years. Oh, well, guess what? They're a failure. They're a loser.
that's just funny.
Oh, because of your brother?
No.
Hasn't he been in college for like 5 years?
Oh, no, but that's because he has a double major.
Yeah, I'm just
so
like,
okay. I don't know. Nobody we've met has been like that. No. My dad's like very like, I'm like, good job for doing a double major. So he has a backup.
Oh, yeah. I'm not, like...
No.
I'm just laughing because,
like, I'm sleep-deprived. You know,
back
I have bio test in 1 hour.
You'll do great.
And hopefully, I've been studying.
Oh, for a second, I thought we were talking for 20 minutes. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
I'm like, yes, we have content.
We're done. Let's go. Wrap it up.
Yes. So, yeah, testing. What about testing? Jay,
I don't like that there are multiple different testing rooms and that they're
the
one that's completely like off campus garrison.
Oh my god, I have a class there.
One that's dingy and gross, Agnes Arnold, and then one that's beautiful, CBB.
I haven't been there.
I love CBB. Yeah, CBB, I took all my exams freshman year in CBB.
Really? Lucky. Yes.
And then sophomore year, I walked into Agnes Arnold and Garrison. I was like, what the hell is this shit? No. Get me out of here. I don't feel like... Yeah. And I last semester, I haven't taken an exam in CBB.
I've never been in CBB.
But my exam on Saturday is in CBB, so I'm excited. Which is so weird, but like, it's like a nice, it's clean, it's nice, there's a window.
Wow.
I love it. It's like,
since I don't know the angel that is CBB, also they try to save that for business majors.
I took like all my math exams, all my chem exams.
You've
there.
Taken math exams there?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm either in Garrison or Agnes.
Last semester I took all my exams in like Agnes Arnold or Garrison.
Yeah.
All like my math and stuff, but like for some reason all my exams first year of college was in CBB, like every class, and so. Yeah, and my geology exam is going to be there on Saturday.
Wow. No, good thing my bio test, it's, like, in class.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's providing the scantrons and stuff.
Oh, I love that.
I know. I don't understand why professors have to be like, you need to buy your own. Because, like,
why?
I know it's only, like, 5-6 cents, but if someone forgets, like, they're done.
They're done.
Yeah, I always buy an extra because I feel so bad, and it's like literally
I buy
like,
a packet.
Yeah, I never buy packets. I don't know why.
The packet is like $1.50, and then you get like more than you would need, and then sell it to someone.
You sell it to people?
No, I don't have the heart to sell them.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it's morally wrong that they're making us pay to take an exam, even if it is freaking 50 cents. I think it's morally wrong. So if someone's like, oh my god, I forgot it. I'm just like, here you go, boo.
Yeah.
Relax, chill, worry about bio, not this.
Yeah, for real.
Mm-hmm. I also like when exams are in class, so you don't have to take a chunk out of your day.
Yeah, or like sometimes the only testing slot is the only time, it like conflicts with your class, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Or you have to do it at like an ungodly hour.
Yeah, or a Saturday.
Ew.
I'm actually kind of happy I did Saturday, because like, you know what? I work Friday in the morning, and then I will get to spend that whole day probably half of it goofing off, doing nothing, and procrastinating, half of it studying. I've been trying to study, but I haven't been comprehending anything I'm studying, because I hate science.
That's mostly me.
I hate science.
Yeah.
History, whatever. I hate that too, but like, why? I don't need... Because I literally don't need to know all this shit to teach little kids.
Well, I'm not going to teach little kids, but, like, I don't need to know the reproductive system of a plant.
Like, why? Why do we need to know this?
And plus, I know bees pollinate flowers, and then they make more little flowers.
Unpopular opinion. The first 2 years of college are basically high school. Like, not unpopular, but, like, they're useless to some degree. To some degree, they are useless.
I kind of understand what you're saying, but I feel like I've also learned a lot of new things.
Same. I have.
Are you talking like difficulty-wise?
Difficulty-wise, they're
like AP classes.
Yeah, which is exactly kind of unnecessary, because for people who are really certain about their degrees, like I am, it's kind of like the stress of high, it just feels like high school to me, and it feels unnecessary, and I'm not gonna know any of this, and that, you know what, I'd rather have 2 years of college doing my degree and be like, oh, I regret this, and just take another 2 years and get another major, instead of going through 4 years, getting a degree, and being like, oh, this degree isn't for me, and going through another 2 years to get a new degree.
I see what you mean. So, like, for me, I feel like there's a lot of people, sometimes, okay, not gonna lie, sometimes I see people in my class, and I'm shocked. Like, I'm like, where did you go to high school? Because you don't know anything. Like, you know what I mean?
Okay.
So, I appreciate, like, that college allows, like, teaching those people, because, like, if you don't know this, I'm like, honey, you know what I mean? Like, what are you doing? But I'm glad you're in college and you're learning, but, like... okay, like, you need to pay attention in class, you know? Like, this is, like, basic things.
There's some people who did not pay attention in school, and it shows.
It shows. And then they struggle now, which is good, because sometimes there's, like, a bell curve, you know, grading, and then that means I'm ahead of everyone. No, I'm not ahead of everyone, I wish.
Miss Dean's List.
Yes, I did get on the Dean's List. I was, I'm aiming for that this semester, too.
Yeah, that's good.
But I think bio is going to kill me.
Chem killed me, and bio didn't kill me as much.
Really? Did you do bio? Oh, did you do bio for non-bio majors? I'm sure you did that. Mm-hmm. Who did you have?
I think the guy I had retired.
He did. She mentioned that he was horrible and that he retired.
He wasn't horrible because he was really nice. He was kind of weird.
Okay.
It's kind of weird, but he wasn't horrible because his class was really easy.
He made you buy Scantrons? And he would embarrass everyone who didn't have one?
No.
Never mind. I may be thinking about someone else. But
okay, no. He wouldn't do that. He, you know those mastering... Do you have gum?
Mastering biology? Yes, I do have
gum. Give me a piece of gum.
Okay, I'm sorry. This is about to make a lot of noise, but we're just moving my chips.
Sorry. But, so we had these things called mastering bios, which were these... not mandatory online
assignments. Yeah.
So,
sorry, that's the gum.
That's a little ASMR.
ASMR.
Stop. I hate that.
Okay, I'm done. We just became an ASMR podcast.
I completely lost track of my story.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Okay, yeah. So it's mastering bio, which are these unnecessary assignments that if you do them, you get extra credit at the end of the semester added to your grade, not to your exam anything to your whole ass grade.
Mm-hmm.
So if you did well in those, if you have like an average of a 90 in those assignments, you get like 2 or 3 points added to
average points?
Added to your average.
Oh my god.
Which is insane. Which is probably the only reason I got an 85 in that class.
Wow.
And those mastering bios, if you did them, I want to say 90% of them. Oh, I'll say 85 to 90% of them were the exact same questions out on the exam.
Dang, so I haven't reviewed the homework.
If you memorize that shit, there you go, you're done. You made a B. At least a solid B. You should walk out of that exam with a B.
I think I studied pretty good because like my friend's friend, her roommate, she's in the same class as us, and I was texting her because we were studying together, and I was like, I'm so stressed, like, I feel like I haven't studied enough, and she was like, okay, but dude, my roommate, she's been studying for so long, and she's not even on the second page of the review, and she's been studying yesterday and today, just because, like, she hasn't been able to do it, so she's like, there's probably a lot of people like her, so don't stress out, and I was like, you just shaded your friend, but thanks.
You know what? I think the first exam in every class
is very nerve-wracking.
Is the most stressful because you walk in there not knowing what to expect.
Yeah.
But once you take it,
you're good to go.
Once you get that 70, you know what you need to do to get an 80.
Oh god, I hope I don't get a 70.
That's what happened with me in the bio class. That's why my grade was actually so low. I could have walked out with an A, but my first exam was, I think, like a 75.
Oh my Jesus.
Which made me cry. But then I was like, I know all these questions were on the mastering bios. I just don't remember the answer.
Yeah.
So I was like, now I know what to study. And then I made A's and B's throughout.
That's pretty good. I don't think I've gotten a C on an exam yet, which is kind of stressing me out.
I think bio and chem are the only exams I got C's on.
Jesus. Well,
And I'm not, like, ashamed to say it because,
no,
like,
it's hard. It's definitely...
Chem killed me. Like, I was so mad at my friend because she would study for, like, 30 minutes and walk out with, like, 85, 90s.
Yeah.
And I would study my ass off for, like, 2 weeks straight.
Yeah.
Like, memorize everything as much as I could, but walk into that exam and then my mind go blank and then I don't know anything.
No, that totally makes sense because it's just not for us. Like, for me. Like, I was calling my sister, and I talked to sister and brother because they're both STEM majors. Mm-hmm. My sister, like, graduated and everything. And I was telling my sister, I was like, I hate this. I am a class major. I don't belong here. Give me, like, 6 different philosophers. I can compare them for, like, hours. But you give me a plant reproduction system. And I'm like, why the fuck am I learning this? You know what I mean? And then I told the same thing to my brother. She's like, this has been my life for, like, the past 5 years.
But it's not your
life! And I was like, okay, but you get that. But I was like, can you read, like, 200 pages in a go, like in a week, no. And I was like, because I feel like for class majors, or at least for my major, it's like you have to understand it and you have to be like interested in it.
Yeah.
You know, but for bio, you have to understand it, but it's a lot of memorization.
And that's why I hate science. It's a lot of memorization. And if you don't have the passion for it, like you said, if you don't have the urge to learn and you're not fascinated by all this stuff, it's hard to, like, 100%, grasp it.
100%.
And which is why I hate science. End of discussion.
Yeah. I just feel like my major, I do a lot of analysis. You know what I mean? A lot of, like, taking the material, pulling it forward. What can you, for example, you're like, oh, yes, like, the skin is part of the integumentary system. You can't be like, but why is the skin part of the integumentary? You know what I mean? Like, it just is. You just have to memorize that.
Yeah. I don't know what to say about my major because it's just kind of like...
I think your major is really interesting.
It's a little bit of everything, honestly. You need to know the basics of science, math, reading, grammar, right? Like, you need to know basically everything, but you need to know, like, not the bare minimum, I would say. You need to have a good, understanding of everything and the reason why, because kids are going to come up to you like, why is 2 + 2 = 4?
That's also true.
They're going to ask that stuff. So you need to know, and that's one of the classes I'm taking now, like understanding the most simplest problems. How would you teach it to a kid? Why does this equal this? Why does that equal that? What's plus and minus? What does that mean? Why do we have those stuff? So, like, you need to know that stuff, but you also need to consider it's not just learning about subjects and stuff. It's about learning about how to deal with kids and, like, who have less advantages than other kids and have different behavioral issues and psychology. Like, in your mind, you just want this perfect, happy little class of fun little kids. But no, in reality, that's not what it's going to be.
Yeah, of course.
You need to know a little bit of psychology. You need to know, like, behavioral disorders and all that stuff.
No, and even, like, teachers do such an important job. Like, my mom used to be a preschool teacher, right?
Yeah.
And, like, she literally, she would have to keep her eye out for certain things. You know what I mean? Like, she once literally could tell that a kid was being abused. And then literally she reported it, but then for some reason that lady found out.
Mm-hmm.
And then she pulled the kid out of the school before, like, they could actually take action and protect the kid.
So that's the thing about teachers.
You have to be alert.
You have to be alert. Like, my mom can tell right away when a kid's autistic. Like,
100%.
Like, the slightest,
so
like,
can
the
mine.
Slightest bit. Like, because teachers, they've learned, they study.
Know.
They know how to spot the signs. They're like, oh, not this kid's just a little slow or something. No, they have, like, a legit issue. And then, like,
because
the parents also don't want to admit that.
Yeah.
So they have
and
to deal with...
And also, it's, like, a spectrum, so it may be so slight, but it's there.
And they need to be aware of that so they don't walk around thinking that there's something wrong with them.
Of course.
When it's something they can't control.
Of course.
So there's that. And you also build the foundation for a kid's learning.
100%.
So if they don't have a good, like, elementary and middle school, like, they're not gonna... they're not gonna wanna pursue a higher education, or like some people they drop out of high school because that's an option. They can just drop out as one of the, like, obviously with the parents' consent, but like they can just drop out or just flunk out on purpose or not pursue it. So you have to, like, help them know that, oh, you're here to learn. You're here to know about stuff. Like, it's not just sit down, be quiet, write your ABCs and your 1-2-3s.
And kids can't even be quiet, you know what I mean? Like, you have to do things in a way that they get it.
Yeah.
Yes. But, like, since my mom works with special needs and stuff,
mm-hmm.
she's been, like, substituting as a long-term sub. Oh my gosh, it's so hard for her. Like, they literally hit her all the time.
Yeah, people throw chairs at teachers and shit, like, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And, like, teachers don't get paid enough.
They have to, 100%.
Biased, but teachers do not get paid enough.
I'm less biased, but I also agree.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know, I just feel like, for example, like, the first 5 years of a kid's life is, like, the most important, and it can show you, like, where the, like, how far the kid goes. So, like, teachers are kind of there from the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you ever scared to, like, have kids and then, like, fuck them up in, like, the first 5 years of their life? I'm always so, I feel like if,
like,
I were to
what if something
kid,
you do, they're like, well, shit, now I'm gonna be a bad kid.
Yeah, yeah, like, I feel like, for my kid, if I have, well, of course, I don't know, like, if I have kid, I don't, I don't know. Pretend to have a baby, okay?
Okay, you have a baby.
I have a baby.
She's holding like the football.
Established. I'm running it across the 50, like I'm punting it. Oh my god, imagine. Oh my god. Okay, so basically, I feel like I would walk around eggshells during the first 5 years of life, but then at the same time, you have to teach it to be good.
Structured. They need structure. Kids are looking for structure. You have to put your foot down. You have to say no sometimes. And I hate that sometimes, like, well, no, don't say no to them. Never. They should. It's okay. They'll learn. I'm like, no, they won't learn.
No, yeah.
Saying no. But don't just say no.
You have to explain it to them.
Say no and explain why no. If a kid's going through an electrical outlet with a fork or something.
Yeah.
Say no. Don't say no why, oh, it's dangerous. No, just say no. Explain to them that if you put that fork in there,
they will die.
They will die. Yeah. There is electricity in there. That electricity can hurt them.
Yeah.
And it could, don't tell them they're going to die, but say it'll hurt you and it's not going to be a fun, fresh time.
Yes. Okay. I have a controversial topic. So I'm just going to say it and I'm going to leave it.
Okay.
So it's a statement.
Okay.
So basically, I, being the youngest in my family, yeah, and you know my parents, they love me, of course.
Of course.
What is there not to love? You know what I mean? So basically, I feel like if my mom didn't... Okay, so my mom, she would put me in timeout, right? She would make me stand in the corner. She'd make me think about what I've done wrong. But when that didn't work, she would lightly slap me. But I feel like if I wasn't slapped, I would be like a horrible person. So I'm kind of glad my mom did that. Like, she tried everything, and that was like a last resort. But it worked on me. You know what I mean?
I never got, like, spanked.
I never got, like, spanked really hard.
No, I guess you mean, but like a light little...
I don't know, it was a little bit more than that, but like...
Okay, yeah. I never got that.
Really?
I'm disappointed in you.
Oof. But as a kid, like, as a little kid, I didn't understand. Oof, now that, I get that.
I was a sensitive-ass little bitch. No. Little Jay's heart just dropped.
No, you want to know?
One time I was like, my
I don't care. This is why I got slapped as a child.
You deserved it.
I really did. Not even gonna lie.
No. I mean, I think some kids, to some point, they need to be a little spanked. I mean, if your kid's sensitive like I was, then just saying a simple "I'm disappointed in you," or "mad at you," or like "that was wrong, you shouldn't have done that," that kills you. But if you're a stubborn little hoe like Z,
yeah, no, then, I really was.
Then you know that maybe a little spanking doesn't hurt.
Like, I understand where people are coming from, where they're like, we don't like hitting a child is child abuse. But I feel like to a little bit of an extent,
there's a difference between being like a little like, "Hey, that was wrong," and let me thrash you. Never put a closed fist on a kid.
Of course not.
Never.
No.
I don't like hitting with belts either.
Oh, I've never been hit with a belt.
I don't like, because people do that, and I don't agree with that.
No, you know what I found? Okay, so once my friends and I, we were laughing about this in high school.
Yeah.
And then they were like, "Oh yeah, like my mom when I was a kid, just like a belt to the butt." And for me, that like shocked me.
I was like,
I just got a slap to the face. And all my friends looked at me. They're like, your parents hit you on the face. And I was like, well, it was just like, you know, like an over. But they were like, that's so much worse. But I don't understand that. It just used to be like one and done, you know, if timeout didn't work.
I feel like a whip is like,
bro. I could never hit with the belt.
Like, I feel like that's worse because you're just like...
I feel like I would dread it, but I would never do it.
I don't know. I don't think I would hit my kid unless they're like... No, actually, I don't think I would, like, spank. We're saying hit, but you know we mean
tap.
Like, tap. I don't know if you could hear the difference.
No, my dad used to pinch me. but it was so funny. Like, we would laugh.
Pinching, I think pinching might work. Like, just a little, like, no, it's wrong. Pinch.
I mean, personally, I feel like the hierarchy should be like, no, time out, grounding. I don't know, like,
I was never grounded
ignoring.
Either. I was grounded for like 12 hours.
Yeah, I've never really been like grounded. And my dad is the one that like implements grounds, like, "I'm gonna ground you." You know what I mean? But it's so funny because I think the most it's like he took something from me at lunch. I'll be like, "Give me your phone." I'll be like, "Okay." And then by the end of the day, he's like, "Do you want your phone back?" And I'll be like, "Yes." I said my name. Okay, 29.
29
and 20 seconds.
Okay. Anyway, so then, what were we talking about?
We got controversial.
We got controversial. You were just gonna be like, I'm gonna leave a statement and leave it, but then we just got on a tangent about it.
But I think it depends on the kid and it depends on the parent. Yes. Like, I feel like if there's a way you cannot, then you shouldn't.
It should never be a way for you to take out your anger.
That's also tea.
They are a kid at the end of the day. They don't get it. As much as you think you understood life as a kid, you didn't, sis. Hate to break it to you. But, like, yeah.
Yes.
They're kids. They don't understand shit. So, explain them shit. Don't just say no, yes, that's bad, that's good, that'll hurt you, that won't hurt. Explain them. Because they're also not going to understand your explanation. They're not. But they're going to know that there's a reason.
Yeah, my mom used to explain things to me a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, she'd be like, okay, I was one of those kids on the child leashes. I think you know this, because I would run around
everywhere. Never knew this!
Yeah, no, I had an Elmo child leash, so when people are like, oh, child leashes are so inhumane, I'm like, bro, I didn't get kidnapped because I was on a child leash, you know what I mean?
I just told my mom's child.
No, for me, I was on amusement parks, my mom would have to pull me back because I was running.
Oh, no, I just held my mom's hand throughout everything.
You were a very, like, calm kid.
Yeah.
I was a very, like, bouncing off the walls.
Yeah. Yeah, I was very calm. I feel like I would say I was very calm, very sensitive, very shy. One time I cried.
You were so cute as a kid.
Thanks.
What changed?
I knew that was coming.
I cry. Oh. The only difference between now and when you were younger is you just cry a lot more.
Oh my god. Flashbacks? No. But, what was I saying?
As a kid, you were shy.
I was really shy. Like, one time, our mosque was doing a play, and my mom was, like, very involved with it. She was making costumes. And there were the sunflowers and the angels. And I wanted to be an angel because I had this pretty white dress I wore to my uncle's wedding.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, you know I'm about to wear that dress there and just flex on all you other kids. Because, like, I'm going to be looking like a freaking angel.
Yes.
And I was told I was going to be an angel. And then, there was something with the angels and the sunflowers. My mom made angel wings for everyone. And for some reason, I wasn't an angel.
You were a sunflower?
They were trying to make me be a sunflower because there was like an age group. Oh, this age to this age, we're going to be angels. At this age, we're going to be sunflowers. And I was at the cutoff. And I was like, I was like, my mom made the wings, and I wanted to be an angel. And during rehearsal, my mom would just drop me off to the rehearsal and then leave. It was like a full-on production.
Dang.
I sat in the back while everyone was practicing. They're like, Ilya, come. I was like, nah. I was stubborn. I was mad. I was frustrated. So I just cried. I didn't know how to explain my emotions, so I just cried.
And why is that you, like, now? I'm kidding.
This is so true.
I now see you with the first 5 years of your life. Maybe if they told you you could be an angel, you wouldn't be like this.
Yes, if they just listened to me, because I know best, obviously.
Sure, let's go.
So I just sat in the back for a full ass, like, 45 minutes to an hour crying. And then when my mom came, she was like, and then she saw, I said my name.
Okay, well, that's 31.
31. No, 33.
Whatever.
Okay. So, anyways, I was just like, she was like, why are you crying? Why are you sitting here? I was like, let's go. And she, because I was mad.
Yeah.
And she was just like, and I explained to her the whole thing in the car, and then she called the lady, and then she was like, she's really upset, just let her be an angel. And so I was an angel, but all the big kids and the little kids were separate, and I was with the little kids because I was supposed to be a sunflower, so I was the only angel out of all the sunflowers just standing there.
Oh, my God.
They even separated me from all the angels because I was little. I was like, Jesus Christ.
That is so funny.
I was like, that's a bit embarrassing, but I stood my ground and I was like,
I'm an angel. Oh, my God.
I called my mommy on them.
Oh my god, I don't think I've done stuff like that.
It makes me sound like a brat, but I swear I was just really sensitive.
Sensitive or bratty? I think there's no difference there. I'm kidding. No, I was literally like probably a huge brat. I still am a huge brat.
I believe it.
Yes.
We're running out of content.
We only have about a few minutes left of the podcast.
Yes. Should we do 40 minutes or 45?
Oh, I was going to do 40.
We can do 40?
Yes. Because I got a test. Yes. And how to pass your test is by studying
and showing up.
Yeah. Oh my God. Do you understand people that miss their test and they just don't give a fuck? Just
they're like, oh yeah, I slept and I missed it. Yeah. I was like, did you not try to email the professor? They're like, nah, it's okay. I'm
We don't know why. Okay, this is kind of mean, but like, those are the people who go to college for the culture.
You go to college for the culture
for because the education.
Because mommy and daddy are paying for it.
That's also tea.
Because they just want to be in a sorority and have fun and party, and meet a cute boy in the business place, and then marry him and be a rich little
girl. Okay, wife. That half. And is me. I'm kidding. Well, honestly, I was thinking about it. I was like, what would be my ideal major? And I was like, either business or like pre-med or like an engineering dude. I'd be okay with that.
So the top 3%.
Basically.
Oh my God.
Me and my husband have to be a power couple.
Yes.
Like Michelle and Barack Obama.
Like, look at her. He's a doctor. She's has a PhD.
Barack?
No, I'm saying
hypothetical husband. Law school, honey. If I go to law school, I will be Michelle Obama, and I need to meet my Barack.
Yes. Love that.
Yes.
Why can't the guy just
pop up?
Why can't he just be, like, you know, an education major?
Oh, well, he could, but I was just thinking, like, Michelle and Barack.
Yeah.
Like, they have the same profession.
Love that.
Yes.
Yes. So you want to meet someone in law school?
No, not necessarily. I just want to meet someone who loves me. anyone who looks at me, I'll be like, oh, you're mine now.
The next brown boy that looks at her, she's like, oh my God, I love
you. It's like a thing. No, for real. No, I'm kidding. I am too immature.
I don't know. It's not that I don't see myself getting married. It's just I can't imagine myself getting married.
Because you're also 19.
I'm 19.
But then again,
but there's a lot of girls. There's a lot of girls who just want to get married. I'm just like, ooh.
I feel like it's because, okay, this is tea again, but I feel like it's because there's like this kind of culture where it's like for some reason I don't understand. It's like, oh yeah, like girls get married and guys, yeah, they get married too, but like their career, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like for even now, like even my mom, like I kind of see it. She's like, oh yeah, like you girls, you know, one day you'll get married. And I'm like, okay, but why isn't my brother also hearing this? And like, it's not that she doesn't treat us the same, because she really, really tries to. Mm-hmm. But I think it's like sometimes it just slips up.
Those, you know, jokes really annoy me. Like, people start making those jokes to me around like 17 years old. Yeah. And to this point, like sometimes it sounds really rude, but I just like sometimes one of our cousins like will make the joke and I'm just like, it's not funny. I used to laugh along. No, but I'll just tell them right to their face. I'm like, it's not funny. I've talked about how I don't like these jokes. They're not funny. They never will be funny. I'm 19. Like,
no, yeah.
Like, I don't care if you got engaged when you're 19. I don't say that to them.
Yes.
But, like, and then they just get kind of quiet and we move on. But it's not,
it's, like, awkward.
It's necessary because, obviously, they don't take it to heart because, okay, whatever, move on.
Yeah.
But, like, it's necessary for me to stand my ground at those points because it makes me really uncomfortable.
No, for sure.
I'm just like, I get it, it's a joke, but if I don't like the joke, then it's not funny.
Okay. Why are you Trisha Paytas?
I was thinking about that right now.
Oh my God. I'm okay, yeah. We don't want to get into that now. We would be here for 2 hours.
We can talk about that later.
Yes. Just yes, us. We can.
Anyways, but no.
That's, email us if you want to email about it.
Yeah, we'll just email you.
And we can just talk about it.
We'll text.
I'll give you, my Twitter got suspended.
Why?
Because I changed my birthday and I made it when I was 11 days before 13. So they suspended my account, and then I was like, oh yeah, I had a parent make it, so now I have to go through like this whole formal process to get my account back. Like, I have to send them my mom's driver's license, and I have to like fill out a form and scan it and stuff just to get my Twitter back. I don't want to, because I've had that Twitter for so long. Mm-hmm. And it's like, there's pictures on there which I can't, like, I don't have anywhere else. Like, my cover photo mm-hmm. is this really, really nice picture of me in California, like, with the skyline of San Francisco in the background. And it's me wearing my Letterman, so it has my last name on the back. And it's, like, really, really nice.
That's cute.
Yes. And well, I have a bunch of color guard photos there.
See, this is why you don't make, like, Twitter or Instagram.
11 days before I was 13. You're really clocking me.
Okay,
for that?
So there's a family bet who could get the most people, part of the family, onto Facebook by a certain date. So when I was 10, my mom just signed me up for a Facebook. So I was like, okay, bet, whatever. I never used it. I got Instagram when I was in high school, mm-hmm. maybe my freshman year or my sophomore year of high school. My sophomore year of high school, I got an Instagram. Mm-hmm. And then I got a Twitter, I think, also sophomore year. Like, I didn't get it to like, way after the game. Everybody's like, you don't have it, social media? I was like, no, honey, I have a brain.
No, I didn't use my Twitter up until, like, freshman year. And I think I just created it to look at something.
Yeah,
but I never
I used it. I mean, like, I'm
like,
just joking.
Like, I never tweeted anything. And it makes me sad.
It makes you sad that you never tweeted anything?
No, that my Twitter got suspended. If I waited 11 freaking days. 11 days.
No patience. You have no patience!
Instant gratification, that is the plague of our country. Of our world. Oh. Of our generation.
Jesus. That got dark.
Yeah. And,
So
that's all, folks.
That's all, folks. We're gonna end this, we're gonna edit this, and then we're gonna skedaddle.
Please wish us good luck on our test. Pray
email
for
us, email us, email us, email us. Please email us. We need inspiration.
Agreed.
Agreed. Awesome. Well, this has been Stressed Out. I'm Jay.
And I'm Z.
Bye.